When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is an exclusive presentation of News Radio KMAN, your home for K-State athletics. It's game time. This is The Game on News Radio KMAN.
Well, today we're only with you for 19 minutes. Welcome to The Game, Mitch Fortner, Troy Coverdale.
Start the clock. Here we go.
Because at 4:30, we will bring you pregame coverage of K-State baseball, opening up a three-game series, Big 12 play, Orlando, Florida, against the UCF Knights. Brian Smoller on the call. First pitch at 5 o'clock, same time tomorrow. And then on Sunday, first pitch at noon. That broadcast will start online only, newsradiokman.com at 11:30 a.m. There's only one topic today. So, anybody pumped up for WrestleMania this weekend? If I didn't already have enough stress this weekend, the rumor's going around that AEW's MJF, who's the top star, is going to jump ship to WWE this weekend as a free agent and will maybe make his debut during WrestleMania or the night after on Monday Night Raw, which is typically the night to do that, but he is a big name. He could do it during WrestleMania, although I don't think the story really lines up. Want to give a shout to my boy, Scott Wildcat, host of Bosco's Boys, and got turned down for drinks tonight from a dating app gal or something
really?
Like that. I don't know the whole story, but made it public on social media. I'm just saying, Scott, there's more fish in the sea, right? You know. Beers will be drinking another time.
You can drink them without needing the dating app, honestly.
Listen, I have the brews ready to go in the refrigerator, stocked up for a little WrestleMania this weekend,
there
Saturday
you go.
And Sunday.
There you go.
Obviously, the big news today, if you haven't heard about it, it's been reported now by multiple people. The first round here is actually Tim Everson from the Manhattan Mercury, that linked Jerome Tang, K-State men's basketball coach, to the open job at Arkansas. It seems a little bit more serious than what we hear every year with Chris Klieman. Chris Klieman's linked to every open job that's Power 5 in the nation every year. But he's a Gene Taylor guy. He's wanting to stick around. Jerome Tang, his message has been different, and that is, you know, and I'm going to butcher it maybe a little bit here, but that is, you know, wherever God takes him, he goes. You know, that's been kind of the common message on whenever Jerome Tang has been linked to any sort of job that has been opened up.
There's a joke there about God in Arkansas, and that just, yeah.
Well, work on it.
Yeah, I'll come
to
up
it
with
when
something.
You feel
yeah.
like it's a finished product.
Yeah, thank you.
I wouldn't mind hearing it, like a good joke. I hold back on a lot of them all the time because haven't tried them out on an audience yet. I don't know, sometimes this may not be the best platform for that. Anyway, so Eric Musselman has left Arkansas for the USC job. Had a pretty good run. Other than this last year, the three previous years have been a really solid run for Arkansas. Two Elite Eights, a Sweet 16, was making over $4 million a year. He bolts for USC, and then now the job open at Arkansas. I thought it was going to be Chris Beard. This is maybe the part I don't like about it the most, other than Jerome Tang may actually leave. I don't know. It's a lot of speculation. It's a lot of rumors. There's no real answer yet as to how true this is, how possible it is that Jerome Tang could leave for Arkansas. I know K-State, I believe Kellis tweeted this out just a little bit ago, Kellis Robinette, talking to his folks there at K-State, that they're going to do their job in keeping Jerome Tang around. They're not going to make it easy on anybody to take Drumtang away from K-State. What I don't like about this is, like, he's been, you know, the other names that are up for the job at Arkansas are those that needed rebound years to kind of rebuild credibility. I don't know if that's the right way to phrase it.
Not so much rebound years, even full rejuvenation of their careers.
Yeah, it's just because Will Wade, former coach at LSU, he had 1 year at McNeese, but he was fired because of a ton of recruiting violations. Chris Beard, you know, allegedly strangled his fiance, and was at one point charged with a class 3 felony, was facing 10 years in prison. That those charges end up getting dismissed, and he's good now. But yeah, a rejuvenation of a couple of careers. And then you have Jerome Tang, who had this past season was not good enough to get to an NCAA tournament, but the previous year, first year at K-State, gets to an Elite Eight with a darn near completely brand new roster that K-State had the previous year, the last one under Bruce Weber. It's also interesting to, and I was doing a lot of this afternoon. I just kind of had a lot of time to myself in the office. It's been kind of a quiet day around here. A lot of people out of the office today. And I was just trying to get reaction from people because that's really the only true feeling we can get from people other than reporting here and there about the candidates for Arkansas, Jerome Tang. Jeff Goodman earlier today said Jerome Tang, now that Chris Beard is not going to be taking the job at Arkansas, he's going to stay at Ole Miss, that Jerome Tang is now the top candidate. Top candidate is one thing. That, to me, that's as far as it goes. It's just Arkansas really wants him. Just don't know how bad Jerome Tang wants that job. Haven't heard any response yet. It's been interesting to watch the K-State fans' reaction and the Arkansas fans' reaction. It's been mostly from K-State, from what I've gathered, is definitely don't want to lose Tang. It's about panic mode at this time. It's been a little bit, we'll be okay. Gene Taylor is the best athletics director in the nation. We'll figure it out, and maybe a little bit about it as well. No job is, you know, Jerome Tang's not bigger than K-State. You know, we could replace, you know, whatever he wants to do. If he wants to go, fine, whatever. You know, but it's been mostly, please, let's not lose this guy. Let's retain him. Arkansas fans, like the majority of them, are like, at least from what I've gathered, is like, they are not a fan of hiring Jerome Tang.
No, they'd rather have the cheater or the abuser.
And I'm like, guys, I already think the South is a dump. The South is already some of the most uneducated states in the United States, statistically. This makes you look really dumb. Jerome Tang, there are so many Power 5, Power 6s that would love to have Jerome Tang. Doesn't matter, you know, as long as he continues to have success, yeah, he's going to be a candidate for a whole bunch of jobs. Also, the Louisville job was another story. It's like, well, would you rather have Jerome Tang take the Louisville or Arkansas job? Obviously, neither one, but what would be the better job?
By far, Louisville.
That's an interesting thought, you know.
There's basketball heritage at Louisville.
Let's not forget Arkansas.
You had Nolan Richardson, yes. You had Eddie Sutton, but...
Well, the mid-90s, I mean, they were the hottest team there for a couple of years. They won a national championship.
And they still fired Richardson.
But it's like, you know, if he were to leave K-State to go to Arkansas, is that a step down?
Yes.
I think there might be more money. If you want to talk about history of college basketball, there are more accolades for Arkansas. They've won a national championship. But, I mean, history is one thing. I mean, to me, if history swing you one direction or another, I don't know if I would base, like, my job, if I'm, like, would I go somewhere just based on history? No, I mean, based on money, based on opportunity, based on NIL money, based on people backing me and having the resources that I need. K-State, I mean, have we not heard about what K-State has been doing this last 6 months to a year about putting, like, a Jerome Tang and Chris Klieman and other coaches in a better spot to recruit and have the resources? K-State and Wildcat NIL are doing some really good work right now. The numbers are up. And I think we may have seen a bit of a sign of that. Doug McDaniel's one part of that. It came out earlier today. Now I'm blanking on the kid's name. But it's going to come to me here in a second. Mykel Brown-Jones out of UNC Greensboro. I mean, he is a 6'8 senior. I believe he has 1 year of eligibility remaining. He just released earlier today that K-State's in his top three, and this is a four. You know, he's a four that was averaging 19 points, 8 rebounds a game. Boy, he had a 3-game run this past season where he averaged 36 points and was shooting over 40% from three. Like, this could be very quickly, bang, bang, really big pickups in the transfer portal. And this Mykel Brown-Jones kid, he has Ole Miss and Pitt. He's a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania kid. Pitt's up there, Ole Miss, and K-State. In a process that could take months, could take you well into the summer, and it has the last couple of years, K-State could pick up two really solid recruits very quickly. I don't want to say I'm freaking out about this, but it is in the back of my mind, and I am a little bit worried. But I'm never one to really just get too crazy about my speculation. And to get that speculation to a point where, like, I'm in my own head and I'm freaking out when we really don't know a whole lot. K-State's going to do their best work to retain Jerome Tang. You know, I still had it in the back of my mind because it goes all the way back to December, the Richard Linton, Naquan Tomlin stuff. And that's the thing. Like, if Jerome Tang does end up leaving, a lot of finger-pointing is going to go to one individual, and that is Richard Linton. And I felt like we got back after a while, we got to a point where Richard Linton's name was put back into the opening read that I make at basketball games. I think there was one game there was a little bit of booing, but that was really it. You know, he was sitting next to Gene Taylor at games. Didn't ever really hear any heckling or anything. And that's like, we kind of got past it, right? But the reason it stayed in the back of my mind is like, well, as fans, we don't work with administration. We're not in the athletic department. I mean, I am kind of, but I'm not working with these people or anything. Jerome Tang and his staff does, you know. And so that's why I was like, back in January, back in December, I was like, the best thing we can do as fans is just show our support. Show up to games. Tweet at Jerome Tang. We love you, coach. We want you to stay. Don't go anywhere. That's the best, honestly. And, you know, to help out with NIL, if we can possibly do that, that's where we come in. So we are still at a stage of speculation. We can't say a whole lot. There isn't really much to say other than I know I can speak for myself, and I do not want Jerome Tang to go anywhere.
I am so irritated by the entirety of it. And this irritation goes all the way back to when I was a student and Lon Kruger left to take the job at Florida. I am a firm believer that this university, that this athletic department, never should be one that sees their people used as stepping stones. Never. We are just as good as, we are just, it irritates me to no end that we have this apparent feeling out there that once you have success, you're going to move on. And I want the loyalty, dang it.
But I don't believe for one second, and I'm not saying this is what you're saying or anything, but I don't believe for one second that Jerome Tang looked at K-State as a stepping stone opportunity. for something bigger. Because he waited such a long time to become a head coach when he had multiple opportunities prior to when he joined K-State 2 years ago.
Then come out and say it now. Then come out and put out that statement that says, no, I appreciate their interest, but no thank you.
If there wasn't, but the thing is, if there wasn't that drama during December and the Naquan Tomlin stuff, I would hear your argument a little bit more. But there is a reason, you know, it's out there. I'm not saying it is the reason, but there is a little bit of drama out there that could lead a person to say, I don't want to work with that.
No, and I get that. I understand that. And it's frustrating that any of it even occurred. And it still comes down to just a lack of communication, where things got sideways because people weren't clear with each other. But at the end of the day, I realize I value loyalty very highly, to the point that it's cost me personally in some areas. And yet I still value that loyalty. And I, you know, for my university, I'd like to see that as well.
You brought the point, though, that does keep the worry in the back of my mind is that, and I mentioned earlier, but we have not heard anything from Jerome Tang. He was on the Field of 68 pod, and, you know, there was an opportunity there to talk about it, bring it up. It was just kind of generally coach speak, just kind of glaze over it and move on, you know, just looking forward to the future, this and that of K-State. All we can do is really wait and see. We don't know a whole lot. I think the longer we, you know, as the minutes and hours go by that we don't hear from Jerome Tang, we don't hear a statement or anything like that, or the athletic department, you know, makes a deal with him and we work something out, he sweetened the deal a little bit. But as that goes on, you know, your mind goes towards, is he seriously thinking about the job? And if he's listening to these offers, then it's like, all right, maybe Jerome Tang really does want to leave. But there's not going to be really any Power 5, Power 6 job openings as the coaching carousel continues. Probably not going to see a whole lot of those now at this point open up.
No, it's moved relatively quick in terms of the cycle this year.
That's what worries me, is that haven't heard anything. Is Coach entertaining this discussion and this possibility of moving and taking the job at Arkansas?
I'm so irritated right now.
It's like, why can't we have anything nice?
I mean, you can see my jaw is square right now.
Yeah, why can't we have anything nice? You know, and we'll never know the whole story about the Naquan Tomlin thing. Very frustrating basketball season.
Absolutely and completely.
And they still finish 8-10 in the Big 12. I you know, tip my cap there. I thought that was better than I was expecting there for a while, especially when we weren't getting anyway, that's not a part of the conversation. it's a bit upsetting, really. But, I mean, if I had a guess right now, I wouldn't say Jerome Tang takes the job. I mean, you could always use it as leverage, but I'm trying to, like, think of, like, all right, who's the person Jerome Tang is? Would he do this? Would he do that? And I truly feel, just by getting to know Jerome Tang for the last couple of years, that at his age and how much he loves K-State, what would push him out? It would have to take something or someone to push him away and want to go somewhere else. I think that would have to be the thing that would be the reason why Jerome Tang would take another job. All right, K-State baseball coming up here in 4 minutes, guys. Opening up a 3-game series at UCF. Go Cats.